Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, but one thing we know, until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen, amen. Sister.
Can I hear an A women?
A woman.
I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. This is the womb room, brothers and sisters, and I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant and your mistress of the airwaves. And tonight I have a touch of too much fun in my voice, as you might be able to discern if you're a discerning regular listener to Radio Susie One. A little bit of Lauren Bacall added to my usually husky voice. No one ever accused me of having a little girl voice anyway. But now, I'm in the gutter, baby. Down in the basement. And I'm here in the womb room. It's my first show of 2012. Yeah, that's why I'm all cheered up from New Year's Eve. We had such a great stripperella New Year's Eve, and we still have the painting. The artist forgot to take it home. I guess it's ours now. So we're just stripping and dancing right into 2012 and hula hooping. I see there's a nurse in the room, which is a good thing, because I could need one any moment. And also my husband, of course. We all could need a nurse for many, many things. There's many, many exciting people here tonight. Many, many children of sex, although we're all over 18, right? Some a little close. So we gotta go skimpy on the agua tonight. But my guest of honor is, ta-da, the Penthouse Pet of the Year, Jenna Rose. Yay!
Hello.
Jenna Rose.
Thank you.
And, you know, my grandmother's name was Rose.
Really?
But you're nothing like my grandmother.
Uh-oh.
No. So, you are 20 years old.
Yes.
From
Victorville.
Yes, the great metropolis.
Metropolis.
Yes. Yes. What brings you down?
I've never heard that before.
What brings you down to the little village of La La Land?
To be here on your show tonight, of course.
Of course. Well, you know, that's quite an interesting circuitous route to become the Penthouse Pet of the Year, so you can go on the Dr. Susan Block show. But you know that there are, people take different routes to get on this show, and that's a good one. That's a good one. So you were a lovely penthouse pet of October,
yes,
2011, and then you're a politician, I guess. You garnered votes. How'd you do that?
Gosh, I don't know. They had a voting on the internet where you could pick your favorite pet, but then, you know, the penthouse, everybody gets together and decides who would represent the company well, and they picked me.
Ah, I see. So it's sort of like the real, the electoral college is the penthouse board, right? And the popular vote are the people. So hopefully it's not going to be like that 2000 election that we had. That was a little... Okay, so that's interesting to know, the voting process. Okay, well, you must have won on both counts, electoral college and popular vote. And you are prettier than your pictures, but your pictures are pretty hot. Here we go. Oh, naked! Look at that.
Let's get right to that.
Wow, let's get right to that. Well, you know, we see you clothed. You look great. You got that beautiful key. And is this a t-shirt representing
it
something?
It is. It's living the effing dream. I'm not sure if I can.
The effing dream.
But they sell it at
We can say
store.
Fucking here. This is okay.
Okay.
But, you know.
Living the fucking dream.
Yeah, there you go. With a star, yeah. And they sell it in the penthouse store.
Yes.
But the shoes are really... to quote another guest of mine, to die for. Look at these shoes. Can we get a shot of these pet high heels here? Wowie. They are something. And you get those at the penthouse store, too.
Mm. Yes, you do.
So, and they teach you how to walk on those, too, when they teach
you.
Yeah,
I had to take a class.
Okay. I'm going to change your headsets for a second.
Yeah, okay.
Because this is not a Duracell advertisement.
Oh.
I can see the battery.
I'll just hold my hands right here for the whole show.
They're going to give you new headsets.
Can you hear?
I can hear.
Oh, all right. Well, you can get new headsets anyway. Probably new shoes, too, because we're going to take those in the back.
Helen, give her new headsets.
Okay, here you go. You're going to get new headsets, new dress. all right, change of panties, everything. So, so how does a nice girl from Victorville become a nice penthouse pet of the year? There you go.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You were discovered in a place that has a name that sounds very sleazy, but is really very wholesome.
I used to actually work at In-N-Out Burger.
There you go.
I was working there for like a good two and a half years.
While you were working there, you knew that that was a gateway place.
To work at the real In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, right. Yeah, definitely. So you got discovered, sort of like, they discover new stars. I mean, didn't somebody just discover you?
Yep, an agent found me on my old MySpace account, actually.
Yeah, and can you name that agent, or is he in the
Metro
past?
Talent.
Okay.
So Metro Talent was my agency, and, you know, I didn't know exactly what I was getting myself into, but I'm always open for new things, and I wanted to give it a try. And
you'd never done any modeling?
No. Never.
No, and right away it was Penthouse, or was it?
Yeah, Penthouse was actually the very first company that ever shot me. They shot my first photos, my first scene.
You're like a virgin model or something.
I am.
Yeah.
I love it. It's it's great.
And so how about your family? How do they feel?
At first they didn't know. Like, I just told them I was modeling.
But they didn't know.
They didn't know exactly what I was doing.
Secret.
Until my layout came out for Pet of the Month in October.
Uh-huh.
And
right, then you can't
lie. Cause now all of Victorville knows, right?
Now everybody knows.
Right.
Yeah. But everybody's very supportive, and they love it.
You're probably one of Victorville's favorite daughters now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Accomplished that.
I mean,
sweet.
You could put the key to Victorville next to the key to Penthouse there.
Oh, no. This is going by itself.
Okay. Yeah. Next year, you'll be Miss Victorville.
Are they praying for you in church?
They probably are.
Yeah.
Sad.
Do you come from a religious background? Or?
No, not too religious. I mean, when I was younger, my family used to go to church.
Yeah.
But then as we got older, we kind of just slipped away from that. But...
Slipped away. Uh-huh. Well, amen and amen to whatever your religion is now, because it looks like it's doing you well. You look great. I mean, like I said, prettier than your pictures. So what are you going to do on your big Penthouse Pet of the Year tour?
Oh, wow. My year is going to be busy. I'm going to be out promoting the brand, you know, doing a lot of promo work, scenes.
What does the brand mean to you? I mean, what's your Penthouse philosophy?
Like, what do you mean?
Well, what's your philosophy of life and love and sex?
I don't know. Like I said, I was new when I first started this whole thing, so I really...
Have you ever had sex?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Okay.
Yes. I lost my virginity on my very first scene.
On your first scene?
No.
Oh, wow. I thought maybe, you know, some people these days, maybe they're
really?
Virgins until they go on.
That would be a good story to tell. I wish I was a
How
virgin.
How did you lose your virginity?
I lost it with a guy I was dating back in high school.
Or gain your sexual experience, I should say. Lost virginity sounds like a loss.
No, it's definitely not a loss, but I actually gave it up to a guy in high school, and he kind of tricked me into it. He made it sound good at the time. I was young, and and he had like a bag of condoms with like different colors.
Okay.
And he's like, "I'll let you pick out the color and everything." I was like, "Sweet."
Yeah.
So it was.
You thought they were balloons that you were going to blow up and make animals. Is that what the trick was?
That's what I thought. No. Yeah. No. It's definitely a lot different now that I'm more experienced and I know what it's like. But
so it wasn't that pleasurable.
No,
the first time.
It was only like maybe a minute, and I thought that's how it was.
A minute. Oh wow.
It was awkward after that. We had to put our clothes back on and go back to school, and we didn't talk to each other for like the rest of the day.
Wow. What would you like to say to him now?
You're lost.
Wow. No. Is he still in Victorville?
Yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. I bet he's looking at your pictures.
That explains why he texts me every now and then.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a boyfriend now?
No, I am. I am single.
Yeah. Yep. And you obviously like. My engineer is interested. I think every guy is interested. You're single. Wow. And what turns you on?
Oh, my neck is like so sensitive, and it's always been like really sensitive. If like you just like go up and just kiss me like sensually, or touch me, or like just grab the back of my hair and get the chills just thinking about
watch
it.
Watch who's behind you, because he's nodding.
Scare me.
Yeah. He should scare you, actually. Yeah. Okay, so you like to have your hair pulled. That's a little kinky.
I do. It depends. Not in a disrespectful way, but in
we would say, "Ma'am, may I pull your hair?"
See, there you go. Then I would be like, right there.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Uh-huh. Are you into the BDSM thing at all?
Yeah, I am. I've just started, like, when I got into the industry, I've actually done a few, like, fetish shoots and stuff, and it's a lot of fun.
You learn, you know, with models these days, it's like you do learn your sexuality a lot through shooting, right? Isn't that what you do? I mean, even though, okay, you didn't lose your virginity through shooting.
But I've definitely learned
some girls, I think, probably do. Maybe a few. I'm waiting to meet one on the show. But you certainly learn about a lot of different things, right?
Yeah.
So you learned about the whole power exchange thing.
I had to learn a lot. I didn't know what I was doing. I had to learn how to pose, how to open to the camera, how to do everything.
Let's talk about posing here. Let me get to your... I lost my place here.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Well, here you are. What are your favorite... Oh, here you look a little kinky with the leather thing
that
on
was,
here.
That was a fun shoot.
Yeah.
I love that car that was...
So, this was in a car, right?
Yes. It was a Barracuda.
And what's your favorite pictures in here? What are your favorite
out of
poses?
This whole layout?
Yeah,
or just this... This page right here.
Well, I don't know.
I like them all.
Okay.
I loved this shoot because it was very natural. They didn't put like any eyelashes on or anything, so they tried to keep it very girl next door. And this one was more like dressed up. Well, obviously not because I don't have any clothes on that
dressed
time,
up. I was going to say there's not too much to dressing up.
But with my hair and my makeup, it was that shoot was a lot of fun.
You like to be naked?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you look great.
I love to be naked. I loved this. You know, the shoot, because the shoes were just amazing. We had to get the shoes in there, the outfits. It's a lot of fun. I loved all these pictures. I loved just the whole
And you
layout.
Look great. I mean, you're an all-natural girl.
Yes.
You're not going to get loaded up?
Not yet.
No. Not yet. You are
I
one day.
I do want maybe. Implants one day. Not one right day. Now. Maybe right. maybe if I have some kids right. later on and I need them. But
well, it's always good to say maybe about anything.
Exactly. Yeah, you know. Thank you. Thank you for being on my side.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I'm glad you don't have them now, but it's good to always have an open mind about anything. And, I mean, who knows? The technology could be so amazing. They could be doing it with, you know, a laser by the time you want to do it. So
that's, yeah. Right. That would be great.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to get on that.
Well, you're a very mature girl for 20 years old. Of course, I've got an 18-year-old here who's a nurse. So
I know. I was. I keep looking at her. I'm like, I should have dressed.
You know,
gosh, I should have put a Halloween costume on.
You didn't put a Halloween costume on, but I heard you brought some panties or something.
What is that about?
Yeah, and Panty Boy here.
Panty Boy.
Three people, three things.
Oh, we got
going on,
Panty Boy has been calling constantly, it sounds like.
Panty Boy.
Oh, he wants to be Jenna Rose's boyfriend, number one. Yes, and she is the most pretty and beautiful girl. She hypnotizes me with her beauty and smile. Well, he's not in Los Angeles. And now he wants to know, can it be possible to have Penthouse 2012 Pet of the Year panties?
I actually brought him a pair of panties.
All right.
They're
all
not
right.
the ones that I'm wearing right now.
No,
but
they have been worn by
they have been worn by me.
Penthouse Pet of the Year.
And I brought them just for him.
Let's see.
Aww,
they are in my purse.
That's really nice.
Oh, we have to get the purse.
They're in the purse.
Okay.
Oh,
you have handlers. Okay, we have very, very expert handlers here from Penthouse. They used to work for the Secret Service. And oh my goodness, look at these. These are just so lovely. Oh,
Panty Boy. Those are actually at the Penthouse store as well.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, that's for him.
Well, I'm not taking the smell away.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think they can be smelled a couple times.
They smell nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just lovely. Oh, very, very nice. Okay, well, these will definitely be put into the Panty Boy safekeeping locker, and he will love these very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Look at these pretty panties. Okay. Okay. Have they been? Yes, they have been worn.
Yes, they have been worn.
All right. So we're going to introduce our other guests, and then we're going to have our Penthouse columnist on the line. So my engineer is now eating, but but if you could just turn on Mr. Corpsey's microphone, we can just say hello.
As soon as I finish lunch.
Okay, as soon as he finishes lunch.
Hello? It's on.
Okay. Now I see I have two guests in this seat here.
Yes. Why is my mic always dead? Is this sort of a tribute to my magazine?
It's got something to do with you, darling.
With death?
Yes, I this is what you
mic.
Represent.
Yes. I'm so distracted by this beauty. She is just, you know, unbelievable. Uh-huh. We would love to have her on the cover of Girls and Corpses. I want to have an exclusive story here.
Exclusive?
Yeah,
oh,
exclusive.
I think she's under contract. I think
is
her,
she?
Her handlers.
I am the Penthouse Pet of the Year.
Are you able to do anything else for a year? Can you?
I am strictly with Penthouse for the next year.
Wow.
You got that, Corpsey?
You got that?
You know,
I'm going to stuff these panties in your mouth.
I was distracted by her, but first I was distracted by your underwear. You're barely covered there.
You're
showing all sorts of stuff, Dr. Brock.
I am.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it's okay.
What a way to start the year with your vagina.
Ooh. Well, you know, I mean, this is the womb
room. This is a
Brock
show.
It's the womb room.
It's the womb room. I was seeing your womb. I was seeing into your womb room. Now, this is my, this is actually the New Year's Eve corpse. I brought it because I didn't come on the show for New Year's, but this is the Corpsey Jr.
Yes.
And I brought this for you.
It's great. It looks like a suitcase. You could put something in it.
It could be a fruit basket. It could be a lot of things.
Yeah, it could be a lot of things.
I mean, a ventriloquist act. Maybe go on the road.
And I also like the way he's wearing a hat.
It's not. Well, it's in tribute to you, of course.
Thank you. Well, it should be a pretty lady's hat.
It should be.
But I'm glad you brought a nurse because, I have a little touch of laryngitis.
Well, I'll get to Bonnie because she is an interesting story.
You'll get to Bonnie.
I'll get to Bonnie. This is my show now.
To Bonnie now. Excuse me, senor.
All right, never mind. I guess I lost
Hello,
already.
Bonnie.
Hi.
This
How
is Bonnie Rotten, and she is a nurse. And
a real nurse.
You ready to get probed?
Oh, yes. I don't know. I'm a little scared of you. You whacked my producer so hard, I think she can't sit down. Poor Tasia.
I think she's a trooper. She can handle it.
Oh, yeah? Well, where is she? She seems like she must be. She's probably sitting on a bucket of ice. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
She's
so
in a sitz bath.
So you are a Girls in Corpses model, I guess, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
Pole dancer.
Show me your
tattooed wonder.
She was discovered as she was Miss Dead Indiana, and then she came out. But
not where I'm from, by the way.
Oh no! But she is truly has some pole skills.
I noticed they don't show your tattoos.
They do.
Oh,
actually.
They do. Okay.
And she's just breaking into the business. Can we tell them about what's going on?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, just we got to move along.
We're going to move along.
We're going to move along.
But
okay.
She's gorgeous. Just 18.
Yep.
Bonnie Rotten.
Just 18. No agua for her.
None.
No.
Okay. And no paddles either.
Tonic water.
And this is Sasha Knox. Welcome back to Radio Suzy One.
Hello.
It's been a while. Your hair has gotten darker.
It's a wig.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've seen you in so many different
angles.
Thank you.
Identities.
Yes.
And so tonight, what do you represent?
Just me.
Last time you were here, you were like a total submissive.
Yes.
To Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, I am. Well, I've been in LA for 7 years. I've been in the fetish scene for 7 years, and that was always where it was going. Was submissive with a master. And in the last 18 months or so, it's really changed, though. So.
So what is the nature of your sexuality now?
Completely pansexual.
Pansexual.
Wow. I got to delve into a lot of stuff where I was working and loving as a top, and got into some more interesting and kinky fetishes over the last year, but just same me, want to have fun.
All right, well, I'm glad you're here to have fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, let's see, is this a call here? Frank. Oh! But do we have? We should get our columnist call girl on the line, right? Yes, we have a call girl on the line, don't we? Alex Lieberman, the columnist call girl for Penthouse.
Okay.
So we should wait until we get her on before we get other callers on.
But
do we?
Are they there?
Yes. I don't know if she's there, but let's find out, because she's supposed to be on by now.
Come in.
Okay, we have walkie-talkies. Yep. We're very classy. Okay, so here we are, all of us, and we're going to talk to a call girl.
Yes.
Call girl. Have you ever read her column?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to go home and read it.
Okay, well, you could study up right now, because she's going to be on. And I guess we're going to have her on in a minute. So, in the meantime...
Yeah, we're calling her right now.
Okay. In the meantime, I am going to put these panties...
On my head.
Who said that? I did that
that was
once.
The corpse.
With a pair of panties that...
Oh,
panty boy.
Corpse head.
Yeah.
No, on the corpse's head.
No.
Never mind.
Some people are...
sensitive about corpses.
You can put them on my head because I lost my hair.
Well, they would look good on your head. I'll put my panties on your head,
okay.
Darling. Then Corpsey can really see my entire vagina.
I have seen it. We molded it, don't you remember?
Oh, that's right. I was wondering if
we
had sex with you and I didn't remember.
Yeah. Most people look that way.
Yeah.
They're not very memorable.
Right. Yes, we did mold my vagina for you. In fact, here it is.
It wasn't moldy, but we molded it.
This is it.
You have your molded vagina.
I do. Okay. I mean, it's got my fingers on it.
Looks
though,
like feet
weird.
From here.
I know, it does. Doesn't it? My vagina looks
it's
like
a very small vagina. Are you sure that's to scale?
You know, it's...
Oh, that's it. Okay. Well, I just found out that after Max, it would have been all stretched out.
Right. Actually, that's true. You think his head is big? All right.
Yeah.
So Penthouse Pet of the Year. So you had a boyfriend, you have no boyfriend now. Are you only into guys? Are you bisexual?
I am bisexual.
You are bisexual.
Round of applause for that.
I love you too.
when did you discover your bisexuality? Did you discover that on a set?
I've always been into girls, but I've never been with a female until I got into the industry. So that was kind of my way of cheating around it and to be with a girl, because when you're not in the industry, it's hard to find
like girls and know if they're into girls. Like, you don't just go up to some girl and be like, yeah, hey, you want to... Exactly.
Oh, in Victorville, you could get punched by the wrong girl.
You can get stabbed.
Yeah, exactly.
So being in the industry, that's like my way of finally being able to experience it and do what I want
to
do.
Right. So I think that's true. A lot of girls discover their bisexuality.
Can you imagine you're sitting in the church and you go, hey, you like girls?
Exactly. See, I couldn't do that.
Isn't that why they become nuns?
I don't know.
Don't most girls hit on girls, though? I mean, don't girls come up to you?
Girls always check out girls. Like, I check out girls all the time.
Did you check Bonnie here? Because she's just 18.
Didn't you hear me? I was, I
think you guys should
I'm
hook
trying
up.
Not to look at her, okay?
Don't let her hit you, though.
I know. I saw what she did. Earlier.
Mm. You guys would make
painful.
Beautiful music together.
Okay, Dr. Susie.
Yes?
I have Alex on...
Alex Lieberman, call girl columnist of Penthouse, is on the line. Call girl calling. Hello.
Go ahead.
Hola.
Hello.
Hello, is this Alex Lieberman, call girl columnist to Penthouse?
This is Alex.
Hi, welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. We have Jenna Rose, the Penthouse Pet of the Year here. So it's like
Hi,
an...
Jenna.
Hi, how are you?
It's like a little Penthouse family.
It is. It's a cross-country Penthouse show with a little corpse thrown in there for
She should have came out here.
Measure.
I wish she
right.
was here.
Well, now, you... We would all love for you to come here and visit with us, Alex, but you have to explain why you don't do that and why we can't even find a picture of you on the internet. You are a mysterious
woman.
I like
my anonymity.
Yeah, she's a hooker, that's why. Okay?
I'm glad you threw that out there. I was confused.
Right. I mean, some of us are models, porn stars. All this stuff is very kinky, but it's still... legal, right? I mean,
I have to, you know, go beneath the radar.
Yes, I mean, sophisticated as Alex sounds on the air as well as in her column, she is doing underworld activities. She is.
Awesome.
She is. She's a nice Jewish girl.
It's more like undercover activities.
You know.
A nice Jewish girl who's a hooker. It's an oxymoron.
Right. Well, not really. I mean, you know, you've got a lot of nice Jewish girls who are porn stars like Joanna Angel and Nina Hartley and, you know, a lot of them. But yeah, how did you become a hooker?
I needed money.
There you go. That's my answer.
That's now, wait a second. You're not a hooker, right? You're the Penthouse Pet of the Year. Okay. I just want to get that straight. Okay. You needed money, right? You couldn't work at In-N-Out Burger? What's the matter with you? You weren't good looking enough to get a Penthouse spread for just a month?
I tell you, it just didn't pay enough. I had to make a decision. Do I get my roots colored or buy this pair of shoes? And I just decided I didn't want to make that decision.
Right. You wanted to get it all done. Sasha's clapping. Are you a hooker also?
I just really believe that there is nothing sexier than a girl that pays her own bills.
There you go.
And who cares how you get
there?
Thank
you very much. I agree with you.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I'm all for that. I'm all for women paying our bills. And I'm actually all for the decriminalization of prostitution. I am for legalizing prostitution, decriminalizing it. But maybe you don't want that because you might not make as much money. And you have to pay taxes.
You know what? It's funny that you say that. I am for legalizing it. I think that if you can give something away, you should be able to sell it.
Sure. Well, okay. I mean, I'm not sure if I agree with that, but I think I do. I mean, and certainly there's so many forms of prostitution going on in Hollywood, you know, in just the way everybody works.
Some people feel marriage is prostitution. So.
Well, absolutely, if you marry somebody for their money. I was going to say a guy, but a guy could marry a girl for money, too.
That's what I did.
That's what my husband did.
The
right? He's a hooker. Right?
See, where those women go on, if they have to deal with that man for the rest of their life, I have to deal with these guys for 1 hour at a time.
Right. And you seem to have a good time, but not enjoy it too much.
No.
I'm
also the reluctant escort.
Yeah, you're the reluctant escort, right. And you're a good writer. I mean, you must have gone to, you know, college or something.
I went to college.
Yeah? Can you say where?
Yeah, Where? Don't even ask me what I'm thinking. What can I tell you? It's 2 o'clock in the morning here.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little tired. No, I won't tell you where, but it was a good school.
Du Bois might recognize her from the college.
All right.
I know that voice.
Your voice is so distinctive. I'm sure some people must
be
recognizing.
I think I sound completely different on the phone.
Well, I don't know you otherwise, but you have a very, like, character way of speaking. So, yes, Scorpsy, did you have a question for the hooker?
Am I off?
Okay, you're dead. You're dead duck.
Max?
Max doesn't want to let you talk.
No.
Okay, so how much money do you make, generally?
How much money do I make? You know what, I can average anywhere from $10,000 a month, sometimes it's $8,000 a month, sometimes it's $12,000. It really depends on, you know.
What's your base fee per hour?
It's $400 an hour. Huh? It used to be $3,000, now it's $4,000.
All right, that's not bad.
So it really depends on how much I want to work.
And inflation.
It's about what I charge.
How much do you work? How much does she work?
You take Visa, okay. MasterCard, American Express.
Don't ask Pettier wants to know how much you work. Whether you have to work more than she works. She wants to know if it's a harder job.
Enough away where I'm very fortunate I don't have to work that often anymore.
My friend Dennis Hoff owns the Moonlight Bunny Ranch Bordello and Kitty's Cat House. Do you know about those places?
I've heard about those places, but no, I'm not personally familiar with them.
No. I wonder how you'd go with that, because you have to live in a dorm kind of situation.
That would drive me crazy, because women, I mean, we really are pretty vicious to each other, and we get jealous and we get catty.
Yeah.
But I don't know how well that would work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you seem like you need your own space. So, so what's one of the kind of crazier Johns you've hooked up with?
Believe it or not, I'm pretty, you know, everybody's pretty vanilla here. I would say the craziest thing I've encountered is, you know, a little S&M. Someone once dressed up as a clown with me, but for the most part, it's pretty vanilla.
Well, I read about the clown and also a Santa. You did hook up with a Santa, right?
I did hook up with a Santa.
Yeah. Because
she sat on his lap.
You're down there in Georgia, right? Or you were.
I am. I'm in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah. So you hooked up with some hick kind of interesting.
Yeah, I like to refer to it as Santa because the alternative would have been so much worse. It was like, oh my god, I'm about to screw somebody who's like from the movie. What's that movie with Burt Reynolds? You know what I'm talking about? Where they're like out in like Cajun country and they have. Like,
Deliverance, honey. Deliverance.
I'm telling you, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. My mind is a little off here.
Yeah. No, you're good. I thought that was hooker's hours, though, 2 o'clock in the morning. Come on. You must get calls at that time.
I don't
Saturday
take
night?
Anymore. That was a long time ago. I don't take those calls anymore.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. You limit it. Okay, and now you're a columnist. I mean, do you hope to become an author? Are you going to come out someday and stop hooking?
I wrote a book, and I'm self-publishing it now. The title is By the Hour, B-U-I, The Hour, and I'm hoping it'll come out, you know, within the next 6 months.
All right. And so Corpsey had a question, if you'll let him talk.
You
Max.
Won't let me. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. You're very smart, you turned my mic off, but good job, Max. I was wondering, do you ever have a client that you do not want to fornicate with that is rather large or hideous in some way, has a hump or looks like Max or anything strange? Or corpsey?
I do not, I mean, I'll be honest with you, yeah, I do not like having sex with heavy men.
Okay. What's the
What do you do?
Yeah, how do you, they walk in and they say, you know, here's the money and they're 400 pounds. What do? How do you get out of it?
She doesn't. There's just certain things you don't want to do and you basically somehow manage to get yourself out of it.
You get him to come before you have to get on him. See, I know this, and I should be a hooker. Right? You get him to come some other way.
Yes, exactly. You use your hand, you make, you know, you start stroking his ego.
Or give him a pizza or something.
That just might be foreplay, though. I don't know about that.
Of course,
you may have pizza breath. Why have to
blog? It's titled Free Willy, if you can find him. It's about having my encounter with a very heavy man.
A whale of a man, honey.
A whale of a man.
Yes. Yes.
So it's called Free Willy if you can find him.
Did he also have a whale of a willy, or was that the top?
Heavy men are very small because you can't find it. It's pretty disgusting, actually. I don't want to go there. Don't send me hate mail,
right.
People.
Okay.
I'm pretty blunt.
All the wags are going to send you hate mail.
So, okay. So the first time I went to a hooker, I was 15. It was the first and last time. I was 15 years old in Italy in 1950s.
It was in the 1950s.
And I was going up the stairs.
Nothing to do with me.
I was going up the stairs to her little room, and I came.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
So all I got was a good washing.
Yeah.
Well, bombs going up? Is this World War II or something?
Right after World War II. It was only 5,000 lira. So, yeah. You know, at that time it was $2.50 a dollar or something. It was all right.
That's the best kind of client.
But I thought, gee, you go to hookers and you come right away, so I better not do that.
Did she charge you?
She what? Did she charge you? No, she put me on a bidet and washed my things.
That's a term. The bidet is nice, yeah.
I'm telling you, that's like a spa treatment right there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, that's a true story, by the way.
Yeah. So do you see people in your apartment, or do you do alcohol?
No one ever comes to my apartment. I have another apartment that I see clients at.
Oh.
Does she do couples?
Well, you could ask her.
I have done couples, yes.
Uh-huh. Well,
how'd that go?
She
doesn't like any of the work.
She was in the right profession.
She likes the shoes and the manicure.
Have you tried In and Out? Because
that's why I call myself the reluctant escort. You're not going to hear from me like, oh my God, he was so amazing in bed, and I gave the most incredible blowjobs, and I enjoy my job so much. That's not who I am. I'm more like, give me the money. Okay, I'm leaving.
Okay,
at least she's honest.
That's just like Marge, for Christ's sake.
Right. And how did you get this penthouse gig?
I got into the offices and I said, I want to write for you.
Right.
Actually, I wanted to be pet of the year, and they looked at me and they checked me out and they said, can you write? I said, yeah, I can write.
So, really? You don't look that hot. What do you look like?
I'm a petite brunette Jewish girl.
I am too.
Are you Jewish?
No, she's not Jewish. She goes to church. That's right.
She goes to church.
But with the name.
Jews don't go to church.
Right. Not usually.
Synagogue.
I'll make a church.
Does your family know about what you do?
Wait, what?
Your Jewish family. Do they say Kiddush over you?
Oh my God, they do not know what I do. Are you crazy?
Uh-huh.
Are you crazy?
Well, now they do, because I'm sure they listen to my show. And
I have it on all the time. So,
right, so you better think of some good explanations.
So are you the regular now hooker that writes for Penthouse? Xavier's
new. Right, this is the new happy hooker.
Right.
That's
for years, our dear friend was the happy hooker for Penthouse.
Right, they always have to have a hooker writing
right,
for Penthouse.
Yeah, hooker,
you know,
right.
Somehow they figure hookers give the best advice.
Of course, you got a hooker in your magazine.
Actually, we have, there was a woman we interviewed in England who wrote a book about being a high-price call girl.
Ah.
So
people are always fascinated by the call girl life. Especially because it is illegal and underground.
Right,
but,
right.
I mean, Alex Lieberman, is that your real name? I mean,
that's my attorney's name.
No, but, I mean, that doesn't sound like a name you'd make up, though.
No, it's like, do you smoke a cigar? Do you, you work as a stockbroker?
Yeah, it sounds like it. All right, that's an interesting name to choose as a choice name. All right, well, Alex, good luck to you, and we'd love to meet you when you come out of your gilded closet, and you know, good, you know, I mean,
if somebody pays me enough, I'll be happy to step out of that closet.
Right, okay, well, maybe, you know, they'll give you a show, okay, good, and I mean, eventually, you know, you might have to do something else.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that the writing thing works out.
Let's writing.
Cross our fingers on that one.
You don't make as much as a hooker, let me tell you.
No, the process. Xavier is running a bed and breakfast.
Xavier runs a bed and breakfast, right?
Right now, the happy hooker now runs.
And actually, she made quite a lot of money with her book, The Happy Hooker, because it was the first book that came out about a hooker that made hooking sound like it was fun. And Alex does the opposite, I think.
I make it sound like a miserable experience.
Right, so, you know, I guess it just shows you what...
Common Coke would be great.
The change in the ages or something like that. All right, well, bye. Alex, it's been great having you, and ta-ta, we'll see you on Twitter.
Bye, Alex.
Okay.
Bye, Alex. Bye.
Okay, take care.
See you soon.
All right, yeah. Dr. Susie.
My time is up as well.
Well, our penthouse section of the night might be... Okay, so come on up here and let's do one more picture.
All right. And do you want me to take these off?
Show you off? I mean,
that's not what we want you to take off.
Well, we'd like you to take more off. But
yeah, take more.
You don't.
I can't get the magazine at my newsstand, so if you could show us what we missed.
Oh. Well, we
I'm trying to come. By the way, I have some colored condoms. I've got some colored condoms
in
mine.
Yeah, we do too, actually. Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Do you like yellow? Purple.
She seems to like
purple condoms.
Banana.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Show off your hot nakedness. Oh, this is my bad side. Right?
I don't believe that's really her. Is there any way to prove
it? No. Would you hold this open so we can hold you?
Are you allowed to get naked or are you under contract? Can you show one nipple or anything?
Oops.
No, where's the microphone? Tony, can you get us a microphone?
Yeah. Bed.
Okay, here we go.
What was the hardest part about doing doing the job for you? Yeah, doing the photo spread. Was it
the photo shoot? What was
the hardest thing besides the photographer?
The poses, getting the poses right, especially like this pose when I turn.
Oh.
You normally get like creases right there, so you gotta place your hand.
Photoshop doesn't really hide
the creases as well, so you gotta like place your hand.
It's tough, yeah.
So I'm still trying to learn to place my hand properly, but
right on the back.
I'm getting there.
How long was the shoot?
You want to move that camera so we can see this, Mark?
The photographer and everything.
Mark?
And how the photo
camera
down.
Move it in. Thank you.
Wait, my head's not in there.
There you go. Yeah, you look like you're in ecstasy there. Did they give you something for that?
They gave me ecstasy. Right? Just kidding.
Now we go backwards. Okay.
You know, some girls do get a little liquored up or smoke a little, you know, stuff that
she's
we won't mention.
She's
20. Too young to do that.
Some girls.
You know. No. I stay sober for every shoot that I do.
Yeah.
So far.
I wouldn't be sober if I was at your shoot.
Okay, well, you look great.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me on the show.
So, big hug.
Yeah, round of applause for a sexy woman.
Yeah. And you're coming back because you're going to be 21 next month, right? So you're going to come back? Okay, what happened to her mic?
Turn me off.
There you go.
I will be back next month when I'm 21, guys.
All right.
All right, you better. Wow, that's something else.
All right, big hand.
So now,
can I mention
stripper
something?
Pole is free.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
So someone could...
Bonnie Rock. Do we have music?
Oh, we have a bunch of callers. Let's see.
Thank you.
Who are the callers?
The lines are up here.
Oh, the lines are up, and they probably are asking the penthouse pet thing.
They have different deals going on.
Steve McQueen wants to know...
He's dead, but go
ahead. There's a Steve McQueen that's alive, a director.
Really?
A big director.
Is that him?
Probably.
Okay.
He wants to know, what started you to pose nude, and will you ever pose for Playboy?
Can I answer that?
Yeah, go ahead.
I had to come out of my shell, and I always used to walk around the house naked. I still do, actually.
Uh-huh.
I'm very turned on by myself.
Okay, I'm sure he's happy.
Anything else?
Yes, Jenna, congrats for Playmate Award, or whatever, something award. I think
it's confused.
Confused. Yeah, I think it's a look. And thank you for being so awesome to your fans. She is a very good tweeter, that's for sure.
She's a twit.
I didn't say she was a twit.
A twit.
No, she's actually very bright. Mm-hmm. That's probably why she's penthouse pet, other than being beautiful.
It's a test, I think, they have to take.
Yeah, they have to take,
It's
know,
like the SATs.
Yeah,
actually.
Exactly. And we, I don't know. But, she's most pretty and beautiful. She hypnotized me with her beauty and smile. All right.
Okay,
but she's gone now.
But you got three people on the line.
I got three people on the line, but they want to talk to Jenna.
Well,
and I'm afraid I'll disappoint them.
I can Should talk we? To him.
All right, let's talk to him anyway.
Let's talk.
Okay, hello.
All right, let's see.
Let's pretend we're Jenna.
Let's just go through
all.
Okay. Hey, hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, this is Robert.
Hi, Robert.
What's
Jenna's
going on in Kansas City?
Pretty good, thanks, guys, and all that stuff.
Did you have a good New Year?
Oh, I had a wonderful good year.
Did you have sex with your sister?
Wonderful good year. Are you a blimp?
Well.
Oh, we didn't get her to sign this. Oh, well.
What are you wearing,
I got a question for Jana.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jana, go ahead. She's calm, but we can answer it for
this
you.
This is Jana.
Okay. How long has Jana been posing nude in the penthouse, and if she ever going to pose for Playboy?
Okay. She posed in October 2011, and so that's a few months. There you go. Okay.
And
we don't know if she's going to pose for Playboy.
Hefner's a whole other
empire.
Hefner's not going to have her in Playboy if she was in Penthouse.
No.
Actually,
after a year.
Tara Patrick, I think, was in both.
Both simultaneously.
Yeah. So it has been done.
Yeah. She says hello, by the way. You know, she's about to have a baby.
Aww.
So everyone
send
good
wishes
out to Tara.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Hey, Robert.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, sorry.
Thank you so much. And you say hi to your sister, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Okay, and you'll be a good kid, all right?
Okay.
All righty. Okay, hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Frank.
What's your name? Eggplant?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if, would you consider like a foot job from your sister to be incest?
A foot job from your sister?
If what?
From my sister.
I mean, because we kind of have a long background of like how it sucked your toes and stuff, but we've never done this part, so.
Uh-huh. I think you're,
Was it a good foot job?
No, he hasn't done the foot job.
Done yet, like,
he sucked your toes and he wants to know.
He wants to know if that's incest.
He always asked me to suck your toes for like when we were growing up.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay, how old is she?
She's 27.
Okay, well then you're old enough to have incest, and that's what you're having if you have a foot job. But I mean, I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying that's what it is. Yeah, that would be incest, right?
Yeah.
A foot job. You're coming and all that stuff. So even though it's a foot and not a just because it's not a pussy doesn't mean it's not sex unless you're President Clinton.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Definition of what foot is.
It's. I mean, a foot is like a hand is like a mouth is. I mean, it's your genitals in contact with...
Now, let me ask you a question. Are you the guy that calls all the time here at the Institute and asks the same question?
No, he asks different questions, but he does call a lot.
Oh, right.
I've heard from this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you got your
up-teeth answer
to... answer to
yeah, thank you so much. Okay.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you for asking.
You think just toe-sucking would be incest or no?
You know, it depends on if you enjoy it a lot.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, put a little, do a little tequila toe shot. Do a little tequila.
Next time I want your
sister. And put a little salt on there and suck on it. Maybe get a little shrimp and put it in between. It's really hot, really good.
We are not encouraging incest here.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Mm. Although it is not illegal between.
All right, you're on the air.
Adults.
What's up? Hello? You?
Hello?
Yes, you. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
Who's this? God is speaking.
Yeah.
We're called heaven.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Susan.
Yeah.
I'm Susan. No, actually, could you go ahead.
You know, ahead, I mean, it's not like Jenna that left. I'm actually still here.
Right.
Hi, I know I sound...
Happy New Year. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Is this Rocky Balboa?
Who's
yeah,
this?
I'm like that. I'm Italian.
Hey,
I love Italian men. Oh, I married
all
one.
Right.
But I could marry you, too.
Hey.
Okay.
Do you have an Italian question?
Talk to all the women from the penthouse and everything and find out how do they feel about foot fetish, like from a...
It's a foot
every
fetish.
Perspective.
You know, I think she's really into it because she was wearing very, very hot shoes that really showed off her pretty pedicured feet.
And no woman refuses a foot licking or otherwise from an Italian guy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, some women do, mostly Italians.
Hey.
Put a little Parmesan on there. And, yeah, it's great. Okay, so anyway, yeah, I think she's into it. So you should tweet her about it. Get on Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
What's her site?
You know, Penthouse.
Just
Penthouse.com. She's Penthouse Pet of the Year now.
Where are you from? You got this great accent. Where are you from? What? Are you in Jersey?
New York.
New York. Okay, gotcha.
Or Brooklyn?
No, Manhattan.
All right.
That's so, okay. No,
all right.
We're all for that.
Are you in the mafia or anything like that?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Well, foot fetish is great. Try the shrimp and the...
The dinner plate.
Yeah, tequila.
Do you know where any parties are?
Parties in New York?
Foot fetish parties?
Yeah,
we should have one. We've had some great foot fetish parties here. Tequila toe shots, shrimping cocktails. It's fantastic. Anyway, when you come out to L.A., we'll have a foot fetish party for you. Okay?
All right, cool.
All right.
You take care now. Arrivederci, ci vediamo a Roma. Capito?
Yeah, veal parmesan.
I don't know if he's an Italian that speaks Italian.
Scallopini.
Okay, ciao. Bye. Take care. Say hi to New York for me.
Okay.
Can I make an announcement? No, I can't. My microphone's
no,
off.
No, now you can.
Is it? No, it's off.
On.
You turned it off again.
No, it's on.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Can you?
Mine is off.
Mine's off.
You turned mine off.
No, I didn't.
I'm dead.
You turned my headsets off.
Wait, Bonnie's coming back. Can anyone hear? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
It doesn't matter now that Bonnie's back.
Nobody cares. Bonnie's back.
Yeah, exactly. I can't hear anything now.
Can't hear anything.
No.
Are we on? Hello?
Yeah, you're on. I can hear you.
Look at Bonnie Rotten. Absolutely gorgeous. No, I'm not on, so.
Okay.
Testing.
Okay. Test. I don't.
Okay, keep talking. They can hear you.
Test.
You just can't hear.
I'm always. No, it's on.
Am I on?
You're on.
Okay. Okay, there I am. I'm on now. Okay. So Bonnie's back.
Hi.
I think for your announcement, Bonnie should get up on the stripper pole.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bonnie Rotten.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
Come on up. She should come on
this party,
Susan. Susan, around this way, please.
Did you call her body rotten?
No, her body is not rotten. You'll see very shortly. Her body is sweet.
Can we take the microphone off of the stripper pole, please?
She's been 18 for 15 minutes.
Wow.
18 for 15 minutes.
Well, wait a second. We met her at the Pleasure Chest with you.
Yes, you did.
And that was more than 15 minutes ago.
But while she's getting up, and she's going to get up here.
Come around this way. Come around this way.
Tasia, of course.
No.
Come around this way. Because
it doesn't matter. Her body's going to... It's going to be what you need to see. I need my medicine. Here it comes.
Here comes
doctor.
The body.
Here comes my medicine. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This
is you have any
my...
Music?
Wait a second. My doctor.
Bonnie Rotten. Dr. Rotten.
Bonnie Rotten.
Oh.
Okay, here she goes.
Is there any stripper music? Is your... Can we have us have something?
I'm going to have a fucking heart attack. Is
there any music here?
Music.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear the stripper?
Yeah, it's Bonnie Rotten.
Yeah. Look at that.
Oh, Lord.
Bonnie body.
Dead girls don't cry.
Whoa. Wrap that body around that pole.
Oh, yeah.
Don't hit your head. No, okay. Whoa. Yow. She's got some control.
Nice. Very nice.
That's what I call pole control. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that.
Feel free to break out the
Bonnie
dollars.
Bonnie body. Yeah, woo! She really wrapped herself around that pole. We've had a lot of pole dancers here. But she is one of the best. Yeah.
Can you do the pole
clap roll?
When I walk on by, girls be looking like Debbie Fly. I pimp to the beat, walking down the street in my new freak. This is how I roll, animal print pants out of control. It's real
cool,
the pants
grow.
And like Bruce Lee, I got the clout, yeah. Girls, look at that body. 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 Girls, look at that body.
You even got Tasia smiling at you.
When I walk in the spot, this is what I see.
Oh, yeah. Bust that lyric. Yeah, right.
Shit in my pants and I ain't gonna
be
show it.
Woo, whoa.
I'm sexy and I know it.
You are. Bonnie Rotten.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Nice landing. Yeah. Whoa!
Yeah, when I'm at the mall, security just can't fight them all. And when I'm at the beach, I'm in the speedo trying to tan my cheeks. This is how I roll, come on ladies, it's time to go. Headed to the bar, baby, don't be nervous. No shoes, no shirt, and I still get service. Wow! Girl, look at that.
love this song.
That's what I'm talking about.
Look at those legs.
Baby. Good job.
Sexy and I.
All right. Bonnie Rotten, ladies and gentlemen, Bonnie Rotten.
Yeah, beautiful.
Coming up
beautiful.
To the stage, Max is now coming to the stage. Bonnie's from Ohio. She likes to rip, play Scrabble, and fish. She likes to fish for trout.
All right, we can turn the music down, I think, at this point.
Yeah, man. A round of applause for Bonnie Rotten.
Yeah.
Come on.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
That was great. Great.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, come on back, Bonnie. You can pull on your stockings
right
here.
Some guy grabbed her and pulled her away.
Really? I mean, we wouldn't mind watching you pull on your stockings. Those latex stockings.
Maybe she'll take them off.
Yeah. Or you pull them on, take them off, you know, do whatever you need.
You got two twatters and twitters here, Susie.
Oh, yeah, sit on the penthouse. That's good. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. No problem. There we go. Okay.
Wow.
What's
so,
up?
This is a microphone. and we have some...
Just questions.
Ah, well, someone wants your panties.
Yeah,
these
that's
are latex panties.
That's
so
not happening.
So fucking annoying.
More and more.
Fox Sensation, interesting idea to have a model and a sex worker on the same show. Usually the twain never shall meet. Well, thank you for observing that, but we have models on all of our shows, so I guess, and sex workers on a lot of them. I mean, the twain are always meeting on our shows, but then again, we're a little off the beaten track. So thank you, Fox Sensation. Is Fox Sensation on the phone or on Twitter?
No, he's Twitter.
Okay, that's a Twitter.
He doesn't have a phone.
And let's just model these fabulous panties here for Panty Boy. Oh, yeah, look at those.
Whoa.
I got them at the stock room.
Ah, yes, we love the stock room.
Woo!
Yes, we got this this cool vibrator.
Those
from
are my favorite.
This is your favorite?
Those are my favorite.
Okay, well, feel free. You know.
You don't want me to take it.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a company vibrator, but you can...
We'll loan it to you.
Loan it. It's on loan.
It's a rental.
Rent-a-center vibrators.
Well, you should get one from them. Whoops. Here, can you hold this?
Yeah,
or maybe Tasia could, because now she's your bitch.
Stop.
Because you, why did you smack her so hard?
Because I want to see her butt all red.
Oh, my God. That hurts. Let me see how bad she did that.
I didn't do all that now.
Oh, who else did that?
Oh, that's from the spanking.
What Sin Sage did it.
Oh,
Sin
Sage
Spank
did
Sin-Sage.
That. Oh, okay.
Or
okay,
Spanking.
Okay.
Spanking.
All right. Sin's fall. Okay.
Your shoes are hurting me. Oh. I feel like a Chinaman.
That's what you get.
All like bounded up.
So these are you're really into latex, or is this just
I
your
love
design?
It. It's sexy.
Why do you like latex so much?
Because you can lube it up and do anything you want with it.
You like to get all sweaty and wet.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, and then I mean, where are you from?
I'm from Ohio, Cincinnati.
Move that camera in.
Ohio.
Move the camera in.
Yeah.
I didn't know there were girls like you in Ohio.
There's not many.
Yeah.
That's why
I'm
here.
Well, I'm glad you're here. And you're a Girls and Corpses model, right?
Yeah.
And he's promoting something, right?
I'm promoting everything.
I think he's promoting
all
his
the time.
Dick.
Okay.
But I just want to say something interesting. This
I know
is sort of a
okay.
sort of a
you already promoted whatever.
No, this is not about me. This is about Bonnie.
Yeah.
But she's starting to cross over now just into the adult industry, and I spoke with Joanna Angel of Burning Angel, and she's very interested in Bonnie, and
of
it looks
course.
Like something will be happening there. So this is the beginning.
Joanna's a good Jewish businesswoman.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think she's
going to.
So we'll see what happens.
Uh huh.
But yeah. we're
and
thrilled.
I have the best thing Monday that I could ask for.
So you have a lot of interesting tattoos, but tell us what you're doing Monday. What do you have Monday?
Well, this little sexy thing right here got me an interview at Hustler.
Ah, okay.
So
okay.
Wish me luck.
All right.
Keep my fingers crossed.
Good luck.
Okay, good for you. All right, so tell us about, what is this?
It's the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, because my chest is one of the seven wonders of the world.
Move that camera in so we can see it.
Yes, it is. That's good.
Move it in. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Very biblical. Did you have a religious
upbringing? Move the camera in so we can see it, please.
I grew up, I'm Jewish, but I grew up Baptist.
You are Jewish?
Yes.
How are you Jewish growing up Baptist?
She's Booptist.
My mom, you know, mom's family split up. I grew up on my own.
Okay. Yeah. so you were adopted?
Yeah.
I see. So you were adopted
nice
by
grandparents. Like
nice Baptist family. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Wow. Interesting. So no wonder you got the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. You're like a Queen Esther. Yeah.
Cleopatra of the Hood.
Uh-huh. And then you got these Spider Woman titties here.
Spider tits.
This is very interesting. This is like spider webs on each titty. You get them both done at the same time.
Yeah. Like, sadly, it hurts so fucking bad.
Yeah. But and under your armpits here. Wow. Uh huh. Do you have an ink addiction?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Trying to fill up space.
Say?
Dead girls don't cry.
Dead girls don't cry.
Oh,
is that
yeah.
a warning to your rivals?
It is. Can't fuck with me.
Wow, or is that something to appeal to corporate?
It sure appealed to me.
I did it so he can jack off to me.
Yeah. I'm doing it right now, so.
Did you do that before you met him? Or?
Could you get him some,
some
tissues, please?
Right, yeah.
Fuck up my studio.
Too late.
All right. That's what the corpse is for.
Yeah,
that's why there's a big
I'm
hole
fucking
in
the corpse right
so
now.
So he can stick his.
Ask who's on her legs, too. There's some.
Well, I'm getting there. I want to get down here.
Go ahead. I am.
Wait, before we get. Okay, we'll look at the legs.
Frank Sinatra.
Old blue eyes. All right. And he's all blue. Very good. And now, what's going on over here?
That is, I named him Henry, and he's from Night of the Living Dead, the beginning comic book.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, all right. So you are into the whole death.
Expert in horror.
Yes.
And what does it, why? Why is it such a
Basically, I just love awful plot lines and awesome killings. Pretty much.
Wow. And, I mean, is it like an erotic turn-on or just entertaining?
I like some of it.
Yeah, I mean, do you find that you like to watch a horror movie before you have sex?
I like it during sex.
Ah, like some people watch porn, you're watching like...
I'm watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I was going to say. Wow, okay.
Have you ever killed anyone?
Yeah, actually, I killed someone yesterday.
Mm. I don't want to hear about that.
You shouldn't, we're on air.
Yeah, okay. I think you mean the little death, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Going back to the tattoos, we're about make love, not war here, by the way.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
But, you know, I mean, we understand that death happens.
It happens.
Right. And corpsey happens.
Death happens in girls
every
and corpses.
Once in a while.
Too often.
But I'm curious what's below the
I'm
corpse.
I'm curious
here.
That too.
Below the corpse.
Oh, that's a vagina.
Ah, the vagina.
It's by the way, it's really beautiful, I think.
Can we stand up for this part? Can, you know, you kind of.
Do we need to stand up?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
she's
yeah.
going to stand up.
Okay, you stand up. Yeah, we don't need to. I mean, you.
Well, she'll get a standing ovation
okay, here
in a second.
We go.
Anyhow.
And, I mean, should we have a little music for the removal of the panties?
Okay.
A little bit of music.
Put that back on.
What an ass.
Yeah, great ass.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
Yeah. Well, I could be.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bonnie Rotten.
Bonnie Rotten. Yeah.
I'm her biggest fan club. Seriously. She's just gorgeous.
I don't know. Tasia might be her biggest fan club.
We're fighting over her. We need to split her in half.
Tasia, she's still like just...
I saw her for a rehearsed.
Yeah.
She's so beautiful.
Aww.
Yeah.
She is.
Oh, wow. Hubba hubba. You're just a Miss Hottie, aren't you? Were you very hot in Ohio or did you blossom?
I was hot in Ohio.
You always
I've been hot since 13. I've looked the same.
Are you moving out here now? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Here,
moving here.
I don't even fucking know. Like, I love Vegas so much.
Oh, wow. Here or Vegas, it doesn't matter. Just as long as it's out of Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
I took her there for the first time.
JetBlue, $100
Vegas.
Bucks.
you could work at an In-N-Out burger down there.
I could, yeah, actually, yeah. But I'd eat it all, so it's a problem.
Yeah, I bet you eat a lot.
I do.
Yeah,
and she doesn't eat fruit or vegetables, just meat.
Meat, cheese, greasy shit, and sour cream.
Right. Woo! Yeah, it's like those guys that sing I'm Sexy and I Know It, and they're all sloppy looking, and they're all out of shape, and then look at you, yeah. So look at you. I mean, what?
I'm all lubed up for you.
Yeah, you are. Should I touch this?
Yeah, you can touch it. Sexy, huh?
It's greasy. Okay. This is sexy.
I'm Italian. What can I say?
You're Italian, Jewish, and Baptist.
Italian, Jewish, Polish, and German.
You have to talk into the microphone here.
I said I'm Italian, Jewish, Polish, and German.
You're just a mutt.
I am European.
You are European. You are
European.
A cosmopolitan. You're a peeing, too. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You like to peeing.
Peeing
on people, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you have to pee, I'm sure we could get someone who would, wouldn't mind.
He wants to get peed on.
I want to show how beautiful she looks.
Don't pee on the magazine.
No, look how beautiful.
Don't pee on the magazine.
Anybody want to get peed on?
I want to get peed on here?
I do. Dr. Block, look at the pictures.
Can I get peed on?
She's beautiful. She photographs extremely well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm all into looking at photographs when the girl doesn't take her clothes off on my
phone. Right. This is better.
But
you're
know,
right.
There's something about a real live person.
There's
I
got
her into dead photographs. But so, no, but the pictures are nice. You know, they
but she's going to be huge. Look at that. She's gorgeous.
But where's our gift basket? We have to give Bonnie Rotten a gift for all of her
craziness. Can I have a fake
craziness.
Pussy?
A fake pussy.
Yeah, I need a fake pussy.
You have a
can
very
I have fake
nice
pussy?
Max, you have a fake pussy.
Beautiful.
I have a fake pussy.
I'll be right there. Let me.
You have a beautiful real pussy.
Oh.
And
there's actually a fake pussy over there.
Want anything fake at all?
There's some kind of fake. Oh, totally there you go.
Oh, this is a.
Fake I got a pussy.
This is a fake pussy. Flower Tucci.
Oh.
This is a fake pussy right here.
Who is this?
It's Flower Tucci.
And I think it squirts, too, somehow.
No way.
Oh, yeah. You could fuck it if you wanted.
It just squirted on me. Gross.
Well, you know, you wanted a fake pussy, and so we found one for you. Take it out of the box, though.
Easy, Bonnie.
Whoa, there you go, Bonnie. See, it's got the fingers like mine, right? Yeah. Except
nothing
this
like
one's
a fake pussy when we got the real
looser,
one.
Right.
Mm. Make it talk.
Here. And it's... I think it's going to squirt. Whoops.
No. There's no water in it, I don't think.
Does Bonnie squirt? I think we need to know. Can you squirt,
can't get
Bonnie?
Me to squirt.
You can't. We can get her to pee.
Oh, there's a challenge.
She can pee.
We could get her to pee. We could do that, I guess, you know, or squirting.
I think I'm enjoying this too much.
You are?
Yeah.
Really? That's interesting, you know, a little surrogate pussy. I mean, you could do it to your real pussy. You could just play with yourself. Or you could have one of these toys.
And I would like a toy.
Yeah, get a toy.
I want a toy.
Get her something fun.
What do we have? You want a big toy? Actually, we don't have any big toys.
I want something that's going to wake my parents up.
Whoa.
A big black one, I think. Got to do it.
Should I go grab
it? You know what? I have a big one in there. Do you know where the big ones are?
I think so.
Get a big one.
Okay.
You want a big one to make
it? I'm little. I need a big one.
You are.
Yeah. How about the wand? The wand ought to do it.
We don't even.
This is you. We can play with the wand.
Let's play with the wand.
Right. I'm pretty immune to the wand.
You're immune to the wand.
I'm immune to the wand.
I don't believe that.
No one's immune to the wand.
I'm immune to the wand.
I don't believe that.
Maybe I'm not.
Try the wand.
Have you tried the wand?
Try the wand.
I have one.
Oh, you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make you.
Don't I, Jeff?
Oh, he says it works. Is that your boyfriend? Look at these panties. Wait, I have to just show Panty Boy. These are from Stockroom.
They're sexy.
They are, huh?
Commercial.
And
commercial
you know
break.
It. Okay. Stockroom panties. Let's see. How does this open up? Okay. Do you want to try the? You want to try a new one now?
I want to try a new one.
Unless
new
you have
one.
An old okay. condom you could put on there. A used condom.
Yeah, I have a few of those for you, Corpsey.
I've got a used condom right under my table here.
Yeah, yeah. Just
is it like a glow in the dark? Have you ever opened those before, Dr. Block?
No,
I thought you were an expert.
Yeah.
Don't you this teach people how to do this?
I should be able to do it.
Are you sure you've had sex before?
I don't think so. I think I'm a virgin.
I think you're a virgin.
This one doesn't open.
It's the trick. It's like the candle you can't blow out. It's the non-opening condom.
Here we go.
Did you get it?
I got it.
You know, if you're a real pro, you open it with your teeth, Dr. Block.
Right, it's blue.
You should just put those on my stockings.
Mm. You want me to put this on your stocking?
No, put it on the... Okay, this
on
is
your
me.
Heel.
Well, there okay. goes the...
So now you're playing...
Now I can fuck somebody with it.
Well, my goodness.
I just was recently fucked with a heel, so I'm a little sore.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise... Max?
It can't always be an everyday occurrence.
Your friend there, does he like to get it with the heel?
Where?
He
doesn't like
where?
It. I try all the time.
No, he's saying no.
It ain't happening.
No, not for him. All right.
I think the power tool is what you...
You sound like you're a little dominant. You like to
yeah,
dominate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. I like to beat people up.
You like to beat people
yeah.
up?
Oh, yeah.
Will you knock the shit out of Dr. Susan Block for camera?
I will.
That'd be fun.
Staying away. I'm
she does.
She's
that's
too
her
sweet
turn
to
on.
Her.
Dr. Susie, your mic, please.
Oh, my mic.
That would be such a turn on if she could just punch you right now.
I might come punch you.
What kind of Freudian explanation is there for that statement, Corpsey?
Oh, we love you, Dr. Block. I wouldn't want to see that. She's already punched the shit out of me, so. Anybody else? Can we? Wants to be
Tasia.
Well, now Tasia's already gotten beaten.
She's gotten
but
beat up.
But she is bringing a lovely...
a leopard dildo!
A big...
Oh,
no.
Mine. They're cops.
And who are these from?
These are from... Well, we have some things from...
Tell her what she's won, Dr. Bach.
Adult Play Parlor. Adult Play Ooh. Parlor. This is from adultplayparlor.com.
I think that looks like a good one.
Would you like this one?
Yeah, that's...
Yes, I'd love that
it's
one.
It's a power jumper.
I'm going to answer for her. I think she'd like that one.
And then this is an OG, which comes from Adult Play Parlor and also Screaming O. Mm. Screaming O. So what do you think? You want the OG.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
OG for an original gangster.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
Well, you're very gangstery with all your beatings that you like to do.
Yeah.
All right. So, so that's your toy. Now
that's
you
my
could
toy. Let's put some batteries in it.
I think you have to take it out
I
of the box.
I was going to say, yeah. And we know how long it took me to open the condom.
Can I?
So therefore, someone else should open this box.
I have another announcement while they're opening it. Can I to continue to steal your show for a moment?
It's
important. It's important.
Actually, this show you haven't quite stolen yet.
I've been very quiet tonight.
Yes, exactly.
But I do want to mention that Tej is going to be in a movie with Girls and Corpses.
Yes, and I'm very upset about that because it's on a Saturday, so don't even mention it.
All right, she's not going to be in a movie.
Right, because you should be shooting your movies on Saturdays. That's bad. Saturdays are sacred.
You're right.
That's when you come to the cathedral
You're right.
of
I fucked up.
Block.
You're going to have to beat the shit
out of
me.
You have to come to the womb room, and I'm going to get... Bonnie Rotten to beat the shit out of you.
Bang the shit out of me, Iowa, if you insist.
Okay, right. So...
Does this get lubed up or something? Can you spit on that?
Do you want to lube it up? Okay.
Wait, we have lube here. Hold on, Dr. Block.
We have some lube. Good
nice catch. Good throw.
Okay, so... Here we go.
Da, 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 da,
it's a pump
da,
pump. Whoa.
Cold.
Is it cold? Yeah. So now this is a... I'm just learning how to use this thing. I don't think that's enough.
Does it turn on?
The thing with OG is that you can put it in you and you can get
not.
Fucked at the same time and it's supposed to hit your G-spot.
Yes.
Do you girls need some help up there?
I'm trying to get... Okay, here
Do you
goes.
Have any orgasm music?
Hold it upright.
Orgasm music.
Hold it upright.
Hold this thing up.
It's so cold.
You know all about this thing. Tasia's already been using it. Ooh, isn't it nice when there's cold lube on your hot pussy? How does that feel?
Great.
Yeah?
Say OG.
OG. OG. And now, look at that beautiful pussy. And in we go. Oh, yes. And now, see how it hugs the pussy? You can just do anything you want with it. It just goes around.
Love monkey back here.
Oh, yes. Corpse yeah, you've got that monkey
no,
back.
I have this thing, and I have
yes.
love monkey.
Whoa, look at that pretty pussy. Mm-hmm. Oh, and this is just, oh, gee. Is it hitting your G-spot, or... Not really. Do you know where your G-spot is?
No.
I'm
too young.
It's okay. Whoa. It's right up.
Underneath the hood.
Well, you know where your clit is, right there?
Of course. That's
okay.
What'll make
so
you squirt.
No.
Oh, that'll
there's
make a squirt.
There's an area right under your clit inside of your pussy that is spongy feeling. I almost feel like I should just stick my
that's
fingers.
SpongeBob
yeah, that's
SpongeBob vagina.
That's the SpongeBob, right?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens when you
it's
leave my mic on.
It's very spongy as opposed to the rest of the vagina, which is very smooth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that is a little more sensitive. So you want to feel with your finger inside, and then you can know what I'm talking about.
I have nails.
Oh, you have nails, but you know where to put them. Okay, so yeah, put your finger inside. Do you feel like an inch inside under the top? You feel the spongy part?
There you go.
Yeah, inside. You do the come hither gesture.
Up here.
Yeah. Ooh.
My fingers are only so long.
Okay. You're inside now. And then go, you feel a lot of it is smooth, and then there's a part that's a little spongy.
Corrugated, like cardboard.
Yeah.
Corrugated.
You feel that part?
Like, yeah.
Is that a little more sensitive?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good, yeah, just, you can keep touching that, and we can just play with this now here inside. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Finally, you
have you ever, do you come easily, or do you not come so easily?
I don't come easily.
You don't come easily. No. So you're not going to come with all these cameras watching you?
Hitachi.
How about Hitachi? I'm very bad at opening these condoms, so you open one up.
What do you mean, oh no? You own one, don't you?
I know.
What? Do you want a Hitachi?
Oh, I want it.
You want it,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, oh no, is it, you know, you have to be able to read the language. Oh no.
Means oh yes.
Not always, though.
Wait
it's
a minute.
Dangerous.
That's in Yale, it doesn't.
No, exactly. But then you have to clarify, and we just did. Okay. So. The pussy is
and by the way,
and the condom
corpsey.
Is going
yes.
on.
You know that the Obama administration has now enlarged the definition of
what
rape
was that?
To include men.
I said no
men.
Dick should ever be that big.
No, this doesn't go
really. We can now
right.
be raped.
No, I'm saying the condom
I'm
shouldn't
being
even fit
right
that.
Now.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. So there's the Hitachi.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yes. The combination of Hitachi and OG is pretty powerful. For some people. How you doing?
You can do higher.
Actually, that was high.
That was high?
Oh, man. Yeah, that was high.
Do you have a hydrofoil speed?
Here, this is high. I think we need to use two vibrators. okay.
This girl needs a jackhammer.
Oh.
I masturbate too much.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you don't have to come because you're just beautiful anyway. And a lot of people fake orgasms anyway, and we appreciate your honesty. So, you know, we'll just play with your pussy, huh? Yeah, that's all right.
All right, we'll accept that.
Do you like to have your pussy
can
spanked?
Can we get a judge's ruling on that? I guess we're okay,
like
Max.
That?
Oh, she likes spanking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sometimes that gets you going a little more than... That can
if
sometimes
you're not watching
make
this
some,
and listening,
some people squirt.
Can you play Flight of the Bumblebee on that thing? Because
yeah.
I think you're going to need that.
What? That's low, and this is high.
I know someone's going to have an orgasm. Mm. Dr. Block.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking about me, I think. Well, maybe I will, too.
Yeah. Are you going? We don't know what you're doing under there with that corpse on top of you. Right.
You have to spell out the alphabet on top of her clitoris.
That is a very old method of doing...
That's a method or a myth?
Well, both a myth and a method. Okay, here we go.
We are... You're listening on radio. We're now masturbating.
I think... now, have you kissed Tasia yet?
Yeah.
No. A little bit.
Were you confused?
Would you like to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a kiss is really what's called for because
only if I can inspect her.
You want to inspect her?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe she should be on the other side. What's that number called? It starts with a six. Whoa. Max, help me here.
I got feathers.
What number?
Are they coming
out of
my pussy?
feathers are everywhere. Yes, you're a bird. You are sticky, so everything is sticking to you.
Yeah, you're so right.
Yeah,
that's
the thing.
In lube.
You're covered in lube. You have an OG inside of you, and you're just doing splits, you know.
That's
you're
an OB,
very
natural. I think.
Yeah, here we go. All right, so I think you should have a little kiss with Tasia here. Right. Oh, now in we go. Yes, because sometimes you need to get your mind off your pussy. for your pussy to feel what's going on. And kissing can do that. Mm-hmm. And now they are very engaged.
Max.
In this. This is their first kiss.
Max, will you kiss me?
Oh, baby, just like
oh, corpsey. Mm. I'm so glad you
I'm
asked.
So turned on right now.
Mm. But hold your leg out, Tasia. Hold the leg. Hold the leg out. Yeah, there you go. And, oh, the kiss is done? That was a short kiss. More kiss.
Dr. Block?
Yes?
She's going to be 18 in just 2 weeks.
Ah.
Oh, no, shit. What did I say? Did I mean she's 18?
Give me back the dildo.
I'm sorry. That's his fault.
I'm kidding.
Aw, poor pussy.
Yeah.
How could you do that to this?
She's a virgin. This is the first thing that's ever been in her.
We're not starting a lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
I was a virgin until I got here.
Not here.
Well, wait.
When did you lose your virginity?
I had a gangbang at 12.
You have feathers on your microphone, too.
They're all over.
Yeah, they're all, because you're
my
sticky.
My pussy's filled with down.
You had a gangbang at 12?
Later.
She has a chicken
goose
embryo in her vagina.
You know, you are a rotten girl.
I am a rotten girl.
Where'd you get that name? Why do you call yourself Bonnie Rotten?
Look at
I'll show you.
Mm. Let's see.
When I was like 14 years old, before I ever started modeling, I named this girl on the back of my leg Bonnie Rotten.
I see. After Johnny, of course.
Right.
Yes.
And then I started modeling and I needed a subculture ego. When I did pinup, I chose Bonnie Rotten.
Mm.
Looks like she has a penis right now. I'm not sure if I'm turned on.
Yeah, well, you know, it is kind of a cute little
I'm confused.
Thing here.
Max, are you confused?
Yeah, I'm confused, but it is pink.
It is very pink.
My dog has a
it's
penis
pretty
like
pink.
That.
Right, it looks like a dog
I have
penis.
A Doberman Pinscher that looks like that.
His name's
a corpse
Dean.
Playing
he's not done yet.
The,
he's an upright
bass
player.
Right, uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And you're just very casual with an OG just sitting right in your pussy.
Yep.
No biggie. Right.
I masturbate probably 4 hours a day.
Yep. You do? And how often do you come?
Every third
three
week.
Three times.
Oh. Three times.
Yeah.
So for 4 hours, you only get three orgasms out of that? Wow, you need to relax.
Yeah. I'm stressed.
Well, maybe when you're old enough to drink. No.
Old enough
no, you
to
don't
smoke butt.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know about that. I don't know how the rules are about that.
She has to learn to fake it like Dr. Black.
No. I like this.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I don't.
We don't need an orgasm, do we, Max?
No. Do we need an orgasm?
We don't need an orgasm.
Should we take a poll? Who wants to see an orgasm?
You guys want to see an orgasm?
Yeah. Can you just
come on? I gotta see hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
Then at least we know you're going to be faking
okay, so
it.
Just
will you fake an orgasm
yeah, just
for?
Like
we need the Hitachi.
Put the Hitachi.
Okay. Then let's do the Hitachi right now.
This is a fake. This is not real, folks.
And
okay.
We need one.
This is
this
not real.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this. Okay. We could do that one
she
too.
She might also be able to pleasure herself because she knows exactly
yeah.
what.
Yeah.
Real.
You want to hold one of these and.
Yeah. Let her.
You hold the Hitachi.
Well, maybe I could help her hold.
Max, can you hold?
Would you like to hold this, Max?
I'd like to hold something.
She's got the condom on her heel if someone wants to get fucked by it. Sasha? No.
Okay, let her do this. Okay. Silence in the church, please.
Silence. Okay.
Everybody quiet. Everyone
now,
pray.
Whoa. Ooh. She had a little...
Pass the basket.
Something right? going here. Okay.
Everyone and shut the fuck
up. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we don't have to... Do we have to shut up?
Well, we have to shut...
You give us a signal.
I was talking to myself, Dr.
I think we should say erotic things.
Yeah.
Do you have a fantasy? Do you have... Where's her microphone?
Oh, wait a minute. I know what it is. Corpsey.
Where's the mic? What are your favorite... What do you like to think about when you come? When you masturbate? What do you think about?
Money?
Shoot,
new shoes.
Death. Do you think about murdering people?
I think about older men.
Ah,
corpsey.
Wait a minute.
Everyone in here is raising their hand.
First of all, everyone's older
every
than you.
Every guy in here is.
You're only 18.
Yeah, right. So that's every man, really.
No.
You think about all men.
Yeah.
All the men. Do you think about one man at a time or groups? You said something about a gangbang.
Not groups, no.
No, not groups.
It was too confusing. There's too many dicks everywhere.
Right.
No, you really got fucked. No, you
just like the one older guy. That's
like the
all.
Kiwanis Club.
That's all
one
we need
older.
Is one older guy.
You
that's
like it. Bald guys?
Didn't you hear her?
Okay, here we go. Here we go. We've got
Jesus Christ, there's
we've
two.
Got the OG inside. We've got the Hitachi on the clit and the labia.
and we have the Vibrite on the lower labia asshole sort of area, I think.
The taint.
The taint, that, right into the... Yep, here we go.
That hurts. That
okay,
no.
Right
no,
there.
There's like a certain
okay.
weight on me.
This
there's
is a major operation.
Okay,
here.
This is definitely a
this is like
full
desert storm.
Okay, right. This
that's a storm.
Everything
room.
Is coming here.
Bring
yes.
Uh-oh,
we've got lots
come on, Bonnie.
Everybody okay. quiet
she's,
now.
She's stiffening up. I mean, if this is a fake, this is pretty
yeah,
good.
Bonnie. Yeah,
I feel the stiffening of the legs and the gesture. Do your nipples squeezed at all?
Come for corpse.
A little bit of nipple squeezing.
We
bit.
Hear the crackling of the
breast
machines.
Breast play. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the crackling of the machines. Yes. And the body, the bonny body is just tensing and jerking and tensing and...
Corpse.
And I heard a little sigh.
And it turned off.
Oh, and we turned that off? Or what are we doing now?
Oh, Jesus, I was almost there.
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah. Just pretend you're at home masturbating
yeah,
now.
There's nobody here.
Okay.
I don't have to pretend.
Nobody listens to the show or watches.
Right.
I'm in bed with two beautiful women.
Yes, that's true.
I can
hey,
be.
Thank you. But you
what,
are the
what
queen
happened to the
of
older
bed.
Guy?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right. She switched fantasies, honey. Sorry. Yeah.
No more old men.
No more old men. Now we've got two women.
Okay.
And we're in the harem.
20
the Tower
hot
of Babylon. Yeah, the
sitting
the
on my face.
Hanging gardens of Babylon are all over us. And the people of Babylon are worshiping you as you float by.
She's hot.
On a barge of beauty surrounded by vibrators. Yeah, I'm switching my periods of time there. Okay. Yes. And the gorilla is holding you. Let that. I don't want you to have to struggle with your head. Let's have the gorilla get right back.
Oh,
there.
The sexy love gorilla.
Yes, the sexy love gorilla. He loves you. Yes, he's nice and furry. Oh, yes. Oh, look at that juicy clit. Look at that juicy body. Look at that juicy body. Look at these nipples. I mean... Do your nipples hardening have anything to do with your pleasure, or
mm-hmm.
you're just cold? Okay, yeah, it's kind of hot in here. Oh, look
I'm
at that
up.
Pretty nipples. Yes, burning up. And take a deep breath in and release. Breathe out. Sometimes we forget to breathe when we got like thousands of cameras around us, and if you breathe out, you just come. Yeah. And squeeze. You know how to squeeze your PC muscle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Squeeze it right around that OG and release it. Yeah. You like a little spanking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just a little bit because you're dominant. Right. So I'll just spank you a little bit. Oh, you're such a nice hot ass. Oh, yes. Oh, such a hot ass, Bonnie. Yes, come for us, Bonnie. Oh, Bonnie. Pretty, pretty Bonnie. What was that? Was that an orgasm? That was an orgasm. That was
ladies and gentlemen, Bonnie Ryan.
That was Bonnie's
that
orgasm.
That was nice.
That was beautiful.
Shit, I was almost there.
That was nice.
You know, hey, wow. that would be a real... What do you think,
beautiful.
Sasha, at being out there? You're not sure.
I
was that real, Bonnie?
Doing things, so.
Or did you just get tired of me whacking you?
I got it.
You got the spot?
Yeah.
Now I'm lightheaded.
All right. Now she's lightheaded.
She's not
all
a screamer. She's
now
a squeaker.
Now let's have a good round of applause.
Bonnie Rotten. Yeah, beautiful.
Rotten.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was a real...
God bless Bonnie Rotten.
Yeah, the work at it.
God bless America.
We needed to have, let's see, three different vibrators, spanking, nipple play. You needed a lot of stuff
like
for an 18-year-old girl. I mean, that was...
I like gangbangs.
Oh, shit. Damn it.
Is that what you call high maintenance?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you are.
All right, all you older guys, come over here.
Okay.
Line up by age, Max. You get
you know,
the
we're
line.
Almost at the end of the show.
We are making up. We were late.
We were a little bit late, so we got a few more minutes.
A couple of minutes to find out where everybody is.
Yeah, we're gonna find out where everybody is.
I don't know where the hell I am.
First of all, Miss Bonnie Rotten.
Unbelievable.
Woo! We find you on Girls and Corpses. Do you have a Twitter?
I have a Twitter.
And now I'm going to follow you. Yeah.
She is starting a website, though, coming up. Bonnie mentioned you have a website coming up.
I do. I have BonnieRotten.com coming up in the next month and a half, and I'm also broadcasting on Clips for Sale February 1st and KinkBomb.com.
She's got it going on.
She's the next big star, this girl. Right. She's going to be huge.
Oh, my really Twitter address is at The Real Bonnie Rotten and Clips for Sale.
No, it's just at The Bonnie Rotten.
Is it? Yeah. She knows better than I do. I have 20 followers. I don't fucking know. Yeah.
But she's going to have like at least
20 million.
The 20 million
at
after
the
tonight.
Bonnie Rotten. Sorry.
And where do we find your
Clips for Sale is Clips_Clips_Sale/ 50023. And KinkBomb.com is BonnieRotten_ /.
Y'all getting that down?
KinkBomb.com.
Yeah. Okay.
And I told Larry Flint to watch you on the show, so hopefully he is. Hustler, here we come.
Yeah.
Hustler, here we come Monday.
Yeah. All right. Well, you'll get in Hustler. No problem. I see that as a no-brainer.
She has tats, though. Me too. That's a problem.
I hope.
What, they don't like tats in Hustler?
No, they don't. They don't. We tried before. But
yeah, it's tough.
But the one you meet her, they don't like tats.
I knew that was like penthouse place.
She sent pictures, so we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. They must have an ink magazine.
Taboo magazine's going to run something with her. Taboo's got her already down. Sure. Ken Marcus met her. It's all very exciting.
Oh, Ken Marcus. I know.
They liked her.
I talked
to Ken Marcus a long time.
Ken Marcus.
Say hi to Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, Ken. Little shout out.
So, Sasha Knox.
Yeah, Sasha, baby. Yeah.
Sasha. Can you get up here and show us something or other, you know?
Take something off.
Take something
Let's
off.
See
Let's see boobs, a little something, you know?
Let's see something.
I see under that shirt.
Come on, take All that. Right. Let's see some of these beautiful Sasha Tatas.
Sasha.
Whoa. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful tats.
Those are beautiful.
Wait. Where's the microphone? Get the microphone over here.
I just went to Victoria's Secret, actually, because my last bra broke, and I found out that I am officially a 36D.
Yeah. Wow. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. Well, when the show's over, I'm going to have my agua shots off of your tits.
Please do.
Because, actually, I could have them off of yours, because, yeah, that's true. I could have them off of both of yours. You just can't drink them. Right. So you could drink them off of mine. Okay. So, and where do we find you?
You know, but best thing right now is just Twitter, at SashaNox69.
And I'm going to follow you now. Okay. Oh, we've got the agua shots already. Oh.
I absolutely love
why,
your...
Why waste time?
Your,
let's get some salt.
Webbing. Yes, okay. That's adorable.
Oh, yeah, we got some webbing here.
Your stupid shoes are hurting my feet.
Oh, whoops. Okay, so now, who's doing what? I guess
the
show's over, so I need a shot. You can't drink.
No, she can't drink.
Okay, so... Okay.
But we can drink off of her, I believe.
Oh, we can drink off of her, yes. So...
I don't know, is there any state law that we can't drink off of?
Oh, yeah, take off those shoes. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no problem.
My condom came off.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. Titty, please. Oh, we're going to...
No worries. The vibrator can't get you pregnant. I don't believe.
Okay, here we go. And... Okay, would you like some salt here?
Yeah. Do you need another guy up there?
Sure, yeah. So here we go. Excuse me.
What's with this dude here? He's dead. No, she can't drink. Don't be giving her no liquor, okay?
All right, bottoms up.
Otherwise,
2012.
You and I, Corpse, are going up the river.
You know? Okay. Oh, well, you have
Somebody
to get some.
Do one for me.
Wow!
Okay.
Look at that
I can't
body.
Do hard alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, you can't do hard alcohol.
Not hard alcohol.
Oh, okay. Well.
That's what I looked like when I was 18.
Yeah, for you.
Do you know what? Come here. Can I?
You're talking to the microphone. Don't put.
I've always wanted to suck on bro.
Oh, there you go.
Of a girl who's a decade year younger than me. So.
Oh, there you go.
Oh yeah. Whoa.
Oh.
Yum.
Nice. No, you're not done. Yeah, who cares about the agua shots?
What's good?
Well, cheers.
What is this, a movie now? I love you.
Whoops. The top fell off.
I'm maybe having a threesome tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, teenage pussy.
I've been 4 years, so I'm out of my teens.
I know, the condoms and the salt, I can't. It's one of those nights. Okay, so we are going to officially close the show. I think, did you promote enough? Or do you have any?
Not really.
No, I know, you never do.
Girlsandcorpses.com, and I would promote a party, but I can't because it's against your thing, so I won't do it.
No, I'm upset about that.
I know, we won't do it. But girlsandcorpses.com, check us out. Bonnie Rotten's in the new issue, and Gilbert Gottfried's on the cover, and it's incredible, so check us out. And you're going to be doing a column, by the way, called, what are we calling it again?
We haven't negotiated my contract.
Oh, we haven't negotiated your contract.
Right. But it's going to be called something like To Die For. Sex to Die For. Right.
In the meantime, yeah, someone's going to lick her butt.
Actually, we have two other little things going on. One is this: we might be replacing someone on Playboy. And we actually...
Really?
1,000 Ways to Die, Susan?
Oh, yeah.
Is it called? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 1,000 Ways to Die.
But we're not supposed to announce any of that yet.
Well, we're not even doing it yet.
Yeah.
We're just talking.
But we did win our case against Kelly.
Yes. That's Kelly Shabari, by the way.
Yes.
Poor Kelly. Yes. I'm sorry. Something was my throat.
We did win our case against
Congratulations.
Kelly.
Congratulations. That was terrible.
Thank you,
Bonnie,
thank you,
where are you
Commissioner
going?
Harrison.
Come
over
across my lap.
And we're very happy about that. Even
Bonnie
though,
can't find her panties.
You know.
Oh, that's right.
It's not something to celebrate, but
no.
But we're happy about it.
She lost her panties.
Okay. Oh,
so who's got her? Who's got Bonnie's panties? Lawsuit. Fuck the panties.
Oh, the panties are here. Oh, yeah. I think Panty Boy has
she
her
just
panties.
Slapped me with her panties in the face.
Oh, oh, wow.
She's got a lot of anger in there somewhere.
Yeah.
It's that Jewish Baptist fucking thing on him.
And Italian.
Panty Boy's going to be very upset you're not giving him those.
You know.
Well, say something to Panty Boy. Panty Boy?
They show your pussy.
If vaginas could talk.
They just said you have to wear them backwards. Because they
the vagina.
Oh yeah! Oh, they show your pussy better when you wear them backwards, right?
Right.
Do you have like a theme song you can sing at the end of your show? Like, so nice we had this time together.
I guess
just to sing. Oh, that was Carol Burnett.
That's it. That's
I'm dating myself. Max, help me with this.
Arthur Godfrey.
What's that?
Oh, I forgot to bring my snake.
Bend over my knee here. Hold on, I want to spank you.
I'm gonna get the snake and the bonobos.
Oh, the
and
snake.
Then we're done. Yes. Okay. You like snakes, Bonnie?
Hold on, hold on.
Do.
Lay down, Bonnie. Lay down. Hold on.
Okay.
Final route number 837. Ladies and gentlemen. Wait, where's the...
Do you have to have tattoos to be in your magazine?
No, we don't... No, matter of fact, it's rare. Look, promo. Wait, hold on. Here, Dom. Put this between your legs because... We're looking, always looking for models for girlsandcorpses.com. Just go to info at girlsandcorpses. I'm plugging. And you can be in the magazine
You're
like
plugging.
Bonnie Rotten.
I thought we already plugged Bonnie fully.
No, there's... holy shit, is that real?
That's
wow.
Real. That's easy.
I remember that snake.
Move over, Corpsey.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not me. It's not
Corpsey.
She came. Evie came from Florida.
Evie came. Yes.
Got a job here
snakes
in Hollywood.
Snakes love corpses, by the way.
Yeah, snakes love.
Corpses.
They do because they
especially
climb. The world's crawl in. The world's crawl out.
Right.
And knows and that.
Especially if they're full of mice. Yeah. Look at that. Yeah, she does like that.
You know, if you put a snake in a woman, that's bestiality. Just thought I would mention that.
Yes.
Fun fact.
Right.
Fun fact,
and that's what I was
not
accused
okay.
of. When I was
can we get a shot of the snake and her boob? Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's get the wrapped around her breast.
Not in
around her neck.
Okay.
Right. Oh, come on. Look at that. And we got a corpse in the shot. Listen, this is photo op city.
Don't hit the snake with the corpse,
know,
okay?
Because
right?
the
don't
snake will bite
it.
You.
Tasia, come here, Tasia.
Right. Don't scare the snake, please. Corpsey.
If it bites me, I'm going to throw
with your death.
Thank you all for watching the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Yes.
I'm going to sign us off. This is Corpsey. Come on back now, you hear? Thank you for coming back to here. Bonnie Rotten. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Susan Black. Let's hear it for Dr. Susan Black. That always works.
You know,
that always works. Dr. Susan Black.
Why shouldn't I let a guy take over my show? If
Bonnie, do you have anything to say?
Right.
Anything?
So I think we're gonna wind up. Where's the bonobo sign? Let's talk about bonobos for just a moment.
Okay.
Since all you guys are in.
Did you do New Year's witches yet, or we
mayhem.
Did that already? I guess we're past New Year's, so it doesn't
it's
matter.
It's past New Year's,
fuck
but
it.
This
okay.
is our first show of the year.
Okay.
So we practice the bonobo way here, all you murderers.
Okay.
No dead bonobos. Oh my God! It's shit. It just went in my butt.
Okay. It went in your.
Well,
butt?
See, I told you they love corpses. They love.
Oh,
them.
Oh, it went through the butt.
No, let's stay there. This is good.
Yeah. Okay.
In the butt.
So.
Don't let it get away, Susan.
No, I got it. I got
bonobo
it.
Way.
Evie is an escape artist.
I'm holding Evie.
Okay.
I got Eden.
I got her by the butt.
Does Eden bite? By the way, Bonnie bites.
Yes, I know. Bonnie smacks. Bonnie is.
Bonnie's tough. Bonnie's mean.
Pistol. Bonnie. Yeah. But Bonnie is going to learn the bonobo way, and she's going to channel all her violent energy into just hitting you. That's
she's done that already. Yeah. Look, wait, they love nipples. Hold on.
Hey, careful with
away from my nipples. I don't need a pierce. Come on.
Okay. And we practice the bonobo way.
How do we raise money for
make
the bonobos?
Love.
Okay.
We how, are.
How do you raise money? How you raise money?
You raise money for
titties
the bonobos. By joining drsusanblock.tv.
Right.
Okay. And watching.
And you can adopt a bonobo.
This show. You can adopt the bonobo through Lola Ya Bonobo. A bonobo is. Wait, this is a good question. Would you let her ask the question?
No, I know.
What was the question?
What the hell is a bonobo?
What's the answer?
Well, actually, it should be what in heaven's name is a bonobo?
Oh, okay.
Bonobos are very heavenly. They are the make love, not war chimpanzee. That doesn't mean they're not violent. Like you, they like to smack people. Jesus. But they're not as bad as corpsey dropping microphones. They do not kill each other in the wild or captivity. They seem to use violent. They seem to use sex to reduce violent tension. That is, they play with their penises like you're doing right now.
Are you advocating sex with a monkey? Is that well?
They are not monkeys.
They
don't
aggressive.
Have tails.
There you go. That's better.
They are apes like us. We are apes. They are apes.
We are all
Aren't
apes together.
Aren't we acting like apes?
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
I think we are acting like apes.
Why do I keep winding up with a penis? Can we please get this away? For Christ's sakes.
You don't want to have...
Wait, hold on. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Now this guy is back to life.
Speaking about monkeys...
So, we are going to end the show now.
I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, the team is on overtime.
We're on overtime. We got to make like bonobos... Not baboons. We gotta make love, not war.
Here.
Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Corpsey loves you.
I love my pussy.
I love Bonnie Rotten and
Bonnie
Tasia.
Loves her pussy.
We love all you.
Actually, we love Bonnie's pussy because it requires so many vibrators. I've never seen a pussy that needed so much.
If someone needs something
mechanical.
You talk about with
pleasure.
Else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan.
God bless you all. God bless America.
But my day job is director
Goddess
at the Dr. Bless. Susan Block Institute.
Goddess bless America.
Arts and sciences.
Okay. So now we're going
to do our
picture. Specializing
in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.